Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
Government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it.
635, that is the philosophy of government at all levels in the state of Maine and around the country, even the dog catcher. It's just unbelievable. The amount of I've been really bearing down on the level of taxation at all levels that this government is imposing upon the people. And if you're a person right now at 6:35 in the morning who's out at work, getting ready for work, getting your kids ready for school so you can go to work, and you're wondering why every week when your paycheck comes and you and your husband sit down, or you and your wife sit down, or you and your whoever sit down, and there is less left over, it's because your government is oppressing you. You just don't realize it because you don't see the tax. It is one of the most con job schemes in all of world history, where the government forces business to collect taxes for them, doesn't pay them to do it, which should be abolished under the 13th Amendment because it's slave labor. And we abolished that with the 13th Amendment. We got rid of slavery in this country. So you don't see all the taxes. I guarantee you, if every Friday you had to write a check to the federal government and to the state government for the taxes you owe, we would not be in this mess. Dr. Michael Champy, Brad Dyer, Dee Dee Richardson, the birthday girl in the house.
Bob can't hear you, so he hung up and he called back.
Why can't he hear me?
You're running the
it's white noise.
I was pretty loud.
Know. Yeah, it's white noise.
I was pretty loud. Bobby, I was loud. I was really loud. I could get louder if you need me to.
No, Bobby, you there?
Oh, somebody messed with the board. That's what's wrong.
So you got to figure it out.
Somebody messed with the board.
Just pushing buttons.
There's buttons here.
That's what I do if I got back there. I just be pushing buttons.
Right.
I can't even read them. Like,
Bobby, you there?
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
It's going to ruin the morning.
There's a button here that's lit. Bobby, can you hear us? Bobby?
Nothing.
Hello, Bobby.
You can hear white static.
Bobby, can you hear us?
Do you want him to stay or call back?
No, I want him to stay. I'm going to stay on here. I don't care because somebody messed with this. Bobby, you there?
It's almost like he can't hear us because it sounds like you can hear him.
Call the damn National Guard. I'm tired of it. Somebody's got to wake the hell up and stop screwing with this stuff. Call the National Guard. See if we can surround the place and protect it for a damn change. I bet I got enough National Guard to show up here.
Yeah, right. But what about Bob?
Yeah.
Bob, you there?
Great movie.
What about Bob?
Great movie.
Unbelievable. Yeah, tell him you can hang up.
Yeah.
It did sound like he was there. I heard his phone vibrate.
Yeah, I know. He can't hear us, though.
Yeah.
Because somebody has to mess with stuff. Because, you know, leaving things the way I leave them, wiped down, clean? No, hell no. People got to come in here and screw with my studio. We've got 5 phone guests today. Yeah, I'm upset about it.
Yeah.
You know who to get hold of. Call John. Call all of them. Call them. Don't text them because they're asleep.
That was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What's uncomfortable?
Just angry.
Yeah, I'm upset about this.
Angry Ray Richardson is.
Yeah. I have 4 hours here.
Oh, I don't blame you, man.
I have a boatload of guests. This is not complicated. This is the only studio on the LOB side, and it's the only live show.
I don't like it when someone messes with my keyboard at work. You know, like, come on. It's a big deal.
Yeah, but you can fix your keyboard in private.
No, I actually have somebody come do it for me.
In private. This is being done in front of thousands of people.
You're right. That's right. Somebody could hear me yelling, though.
All right. Well,
show goes on.
It's probably the Department of Education because they did not want him to talk about his daughter being a pole vaulter and what it would be like for him to compete, her to compete against boys.
They don't have that kind of power yet, do they?
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know what these people do. You never know. I don't trust any of them. It's cynical. I get it.
It is.
But they've earned it. Their action. You know, here's the thing. I tell people this stuff all the time. People have free will, and in this country you have freedom. And when you do things, and then you are like, oh my God, why are you upset about it? And you've done things that are immoral and they're corrupt. Well, those are the actions you chose.
The consequences.
Well, that's right. You have a right to do a lot of things, but you don't have a right to be free of the consequences.
Yeah, we have freedom here. You have free speech. Whatever I say here, I have a right to say. But I also may have to suffer consequences for saying it. I'm willing to do it.
Right. And had, like, during the 2007 debacle, the financial debacle, that's what happened. The government relieved half the company. They picked and chose, oh, you're too big to fail. You're not going to suffer the consequences of your bad actions. And guess what?
It's because they were all implicit in those actions.
Well,
so.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, free market capitalism tends to work.
As long as it's not crony.
Right, exactly. That's why I said free market capitalism.
Right.
The bad players get weeded out.
Well, they should.
Yeah, absolutely. But when government intervenes...
The small guys and gals get weeded out. They certainly have to face those consequences, but... I suppose if you have enough of a share of the economy, then they're like, "Whoa, we gotta save you."
What?
With the people, with the citizens who can't be saved, won't be saved.
You know,
their money.
Right.
They get to pay the bill, and I think that's what makes people so angry.
Right.
It's like I get to pay for your stupidity.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's very ironic because when these guys get big enough, they like Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and Apple and all that, they start to demand regulation and all that stuff. Because, you know, I mean, Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, they were building computers in their garage.
Right.
But no one could do that today because once those guys got to be
it's
so big.
Tied up with regulation.
Yeah. And it's so disingenuous because, you know, Bill Gates or Zuckerberg will go to Congress and said, you know, yeah. You really should regulate us. I mean, I hate regulation, but you really, really need to regulate us.
Now that we've got the market position that we want, you definitely got to come down and do something.
Well, right. and the thing is, that's just a business expense for them because they can afford all the lawyers to deal with regulations. But the next guy that's working in his garage that wants to innovate, he can't afford those lawyers, so he's totally frozen out of the market.
No, he can't. And he also, when they decide those regulations are no longer apply to them, then they go and lobby and spend the money to go ahead and have them eased or removed. And I don't have a lobbyist in my pocket. If I'm going to lobby for my business, I have to lobby for my business.
Right.
But I've always had the mindset of I can lobby for my business, but I'm not. For instance, if Medicare was to end, I've told my team, you know, it's a big part of our business. If it was to end. I guess we're going to go find something else. We're not going to lobby. We're not. I mean, if there's protections for seniors, sure, we're all about that. But if it's got to change and it affects our ability to create revenue, then we're going to move on and pivot to do something else.
Right.
And it can't be that I'm going to demand that all of these things stay in place that might not be appropriate just to save my butt.
Well, right. I mean, when electricity came out, I mean, the people that made natural gas, they were lobbying against it because it affected their interests. I mean,
it was a whole other market that they didn't create, though.
Yeah.
What did natural gas do? They decided, you know what, we'll pivot and we'll make electricity from natural gas.
Right.
Well, right.
Everything else.
The smart people do that. But I mean, some people want to go down like the Titanic and just try and use government to keep any competition and innovation away. Yeah.
Let's try Bob again. Bob, are you there? Mr. Witkowski. Nope, he's not there. Okay. Why don't we grab a break? We'll be right back.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.
We're doing great. I love my job. I love what I do and all my coworkers.
All the women that work here are fantastic, and they want to be part of something bigger.
My future looks great at Moody's. The sky's the limit here.
If you're looking for a job and a great opportunity and a career, we're hiring at Moody's.
My name's Jeff Preble. I'm the owner of Standard ICF, insulating concrete form supplier here.